This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch. The vast majority of teenagers who play online video games say they've experienced harassment from other participants. Missouri-based Contender Esports has announced a new partnership that they say will allow their company to utilize voice and text monitoring technology to detect and address that kind of harmful behavior. Joining me on the line now is Contender Esports CEO Brett Payne. Brett, thank you so much for joining me.
Good morning. Thank you.
As well as the CEO of one of the technology companies behind this, Kitas, Ron Kerbs. Ron, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good morning.
Let's first look for you, Brett. What are you seeing when it comes to cyberbullying, predatory behavior, other kind of toxic language on gaming platforms?
Well, very common, to be honest with you, Megan. It's one of the things in opening our locations around the country that, you know, families are very concerned about when their kids come into our places. They know what happens at home through texting and through voice and these kinds of things. And in our particular locations, you know, obviously we have staff there to kind of watch what's going on, not only from our customers talking with, you know, people they're gaming with, but also just watching the young kids just to make sure that there's not anything that's happening that would harm them. And so it does take eyes on our customers, on the kids, just to make sure that they're safe. And this technology is really going to help us in a tremendous way. So we're really, really grateful for this partnership.
I'm kind of curious, you know, I remember when my kids years ago were on Roblox, and sometimes you'd see usernames that, you know, missed the right administrators. And, you know, sometimes you'd see chats that were inappropriate, you know, so how does this happen? Is it verbal? Is it in text form? You know, what do you see?
Yeah, all of that. So it happens verbally, obviously. So like when kids game, obviously they have a headset on, right? So you can hear what they're saying, but you can't hear what's being said to them. And that's really the kind of the danger area. But beyond that, there are what's called in-game chats. So every particular game have ways that the players can talk to one another. And then there's third-party apps, like there's one called Discord that's the most common with gamers. And within Discord, you don't know who's in those chats. And so keeping your eye on your kids and knowing who's speaking with them and what those topics are, it's a tough business. And again, you just have to keep eyeballs on it. As a parent, I'm a parent of an 11-year-old. But also in a business like ours, just to make sure that everyone is safe.
Oh, yes. Very familiar with Discord. Let's bring in now Ron Kerbs from Kitas, because you're one of the technology companies that's providing a solution for this. Ron, tell us a little bit about the AI technology that is being used to be a solution to this issue.
Yeah, happy to provide more information, Megan. And I know, especially these days when people sometimes hear AI, some of them are a little bit concerned. In our case, the technology, we use AI to protect kids, protect their behavior while they play, and also protect their privacy. So basically our technology analyzes voice conversation, text conversations as part of the context of the game. And so as players play the game and talk, communicate with other players, we know if someone is trying to bully, harass them, even scam them in those games. And we also know when is it a legitimate game conversation. A lot of those games are pretty violent, there is shooting and so on. So when someone is telling you, hey, I'm going to kill you, sometimes it's just a legitimate conversation that is part of the game. So the ability of the AI to differentiate between legitimate conversation and conversations that are part of bullying, harassment, online predators, and that's the secret sauce of the technology.
Ron, you mentioned that context. How do you train the AI in that, in layman's terms?
Yeah, basically, we let it watch a lot of game interactions with human moderators, helping the AI to understand better what is happening within the game. And so a lot of voice conversations, text conversations, a lot of game interactions, a lot of gameplay, and that's the way to train those models.
So let's say the system triggers an alert. It's seen something in a chat or it's heard something in a conversation. What happens next?
Yeah, so the admins of the club, the venue, we work also with schools and parents, and they get an immediate alert. They get an email. They get a text message if they choose to, and they also have a dashboard. And within the alert, they get a short summary of what happened in the conversation, and they also get a link, a recommendation written by experts, psychologists, and psychiatrists about what to do next, how to communicate with the child, how to talk about what happened. And because, you know, it could be different between, you know, someone who's 8 and someone who's 14. The way you address it, the concept that you're talking about, and the next steps are a little bit different.
I'm going to ask you both this question. And Ron, I'll start with you. Again, we mentioned the context, but what kind of guardrails are in place to make sure that innocent kids aren't penalized through this?
Yeah, so one of the things that we do is we check our system all the time. So we have random moderators checking the system to make sure that we're not sending false alerts. And that's one thing. And the other thing is that we also have human feedback. So if we get feedback from our users telling us, hey, that was not correct, we always adjust and change it accordingly.
Brett, I want to ask you that same question. You know, in contender esports locations, you know, what measures do you have in place to make sure that kids, you know, who may say innocent things or, you know, maybe it's part of the gameplay, aren't penalized through this system?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, really the basis of our business is mentorship between our staff and the kids. So it's not like kids walk in like in an arcade back in the, you know, 70s or 80s and they're at a machine and there's no one there to kind of help them or be with them. So when that happens with our customers, they have a great relationship with our staff and they're trained to do that. So it's kind of like big brothers or big sisters to them. So if something happens, it's very easy for them just to, you know, pull their headset aside, let our staff know that something's going on and they can be there to help them. So again, we're really trying to focus on being a family entertainment center and providing just a really pleasant experience where the kids can look up to our staff and know they can depend on them to help them, and the parents as well, to know that they can depend on our staff to help them with those processes.
Are a lot of your staff, were they gamers themselves when they, or maybe they still are?
They are, for sure. Yeah. That's part of the, you know, the fun of what we do in our industry is, again, it's not like a clerk that's checking somebody into play. You know, we run an academy where we help these kids get into their middle school teams and high school teams and sometimes college scholarships. We're STEM accredited. I mean, there's all kinds of ways that we interact with our customer base. But our staff, they're all gamers for sure.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brett, I think for a lot of parents, maybe of younger kids, don't realize how big this industry has grown. Give us a sense of that.
Yeah. Well, when I started the franchise about five years ago, it was a $700 million industry, and now it's, I don't know, upwards of $2 billion or something like that. But, you know, at that time, there weren't really college scholarships, high school programs, middle school programs. Those kinds of things, you know, we had been working in the cities that we're in, and we're all over the place. We're on the East Coast. We're here in the Midwest and the West Coast. We're opening locations overseas. And it's the same thing everywhere, that people are – it's really about this notion of not just kids in a hoodie in a basement playing games, but I think the business sector is realizing there's a level of tech fluency that's happening with kids playing games and acquiring skills that they can use in the workplace. And that's what we really focus in on, is let's let them have as much fun as possible, but also they're picking up skills, gaming that every single industry needs those skills. If not now, they're going to need them in a couple of years. And so we look at gaming as a platform for that.
And Ron, I guess these could be the kids that in the future might be working for your company on AI systems.
Yeah, that's exactly it. We're all gamers. I started the company because I was a gamer myself, experienced some of those things growing up, and I wanted to solve it for my kids. Yeah, and I think a lot of people don't realize how big is the gaming industry. The gaming industry is bigger than the music and the movies industry combined. It's a huge industry, and hundreds of colleges and universities in the U.S. offer scholarships for esports. So it's huge for those kids, and some of those kids can make a career out of it, and some of them, you know, get scholarships and do other things. But it's, you know, it's big for them.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Really appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you very much for having us.
That is Contender Esports CEO Brett Payne. Of course, they've got a location in St. Louis, others in Missouri. They're headquartered in Missouri as well as the CEO of technology company Kitas, Ron Curbs. Thank you both for joining us this morning.